Mini test 5. Listening. This section measures your ability to understand conversations and lectures in English. You will listen to one conversation and one lecture. You will hear each conversation and lecture one time. After each conversation or lecture, you will answer some questions about it. The questions typically ask about the main idea and supporting details. Some questions ask about a speaker's purpose or attitude. Answer the questions based on what is stated or implied by the speakers. You may take notes while you listen. You may use your notes to help you answer the questions. Your notes will not be scored. In some questions, you will see this icon. This means that you will hear, but not see, part of the question. You will now begin this part of the listening section. Questions 1 through 5. Listen to a conversation between a student and a worker in a university office.
Yes, how can I help you?
I'm not sure if I'm in the right place. I'm looking for an application for the academic scholarship program. Is that something I can pick up here?
Yes, you're in the right place. Applications for the academic scholarship program are right here. Let me get one for you. Here you are.
Thanks very much. By the way, is there anything I need to know to complete the application, or is the application self-explanatory?
It's fairly self-explanatory, but let me go over a few things with you, just to be sure. Okay, the first really important thing is the date. The application's due by March 1st, by the end of the business day on March 1st.
That's really soon.
It is, and the date is absolute. No applications will be accepted after the 1st.
I'll have to hurry to get it done.
You will.
Anything else?
Yes. Make sure you fill the application out completely. Every single question must be answered. If you omit any questions, your application won't be considered.
But some of these questions don't seem to pertain to me.
Well, like what, for example?
Well, look, question number 20 asks about my high school ranking.
Why doesn't that pertain to you?
Well, the high school I attended didn't give rankings. I didn't go to high school here in the United States, and my high school didn't give out rankings.
Well, for that question, just give the explanation you gave me. Just be sure not to omit any questions. If you think a question doesn't pertain to you, then write an explanation why.
Okay, I can do that. Anything else you can tell me?
Well, there are the essays. You know you have to write 2 essays to accompany the application?
Oh, my. That's a lot of work. I assume the essay questions are included somewhere in the application?
Yes, on page 7 of the application. Do you see them at the bottom of the page?
Yes, I see them. There are 4 questions there. I thought you said I needed to write 2 essays. Oh, I see. It says to choose 2 of the 4 essay questions to answer. Now, is that all I need to do? That must be all.
Well, not quite.
Oh, no. What else?
There are the letters of reference.
Letters of reference? Are these letters that I write?
Oh, no. You don't write the letters of reference yourself. You need to get 3 people to write letters of reference for you.
Do the letters of reference need to be written by professors, or can they be written by other people?
2 of the 3 letters need to be written by professors. You're applying for an academic scholarship, after all.
So I need 2 letters of reference from professors and 1 from someone else?
Yes.
Can the 3rd letter of reference be written by a friend, by a student?
No, the 3rd letter can't be written by a student.
How about by my advisor? Would that be okay?
That would be great.
And do I need all of this by March 1st, even the letters of reference?
All of it, if you want to be considered for the academic scholarship program.